Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Take my Lexus to the mall, get a little black dress just for cause. Me and my boo just broke it off. I'ma be fly although he's gone. I don't really care about who he's with. I'ma get mine and he'll get his. Even though I was in love with him, I really hope the best for them. I've been sentimental and my crying detrimental. Tell me what I'm getting into. I can't lose my mind. Drink is time for me to let go.
Y'all know something I'm experiencing right now. As soon as the show started, I promise you, the sun just started shining as bright as can be in this place. I had to turn the light off because the sun was shining and to save some energy. So I want to share that special word with you. Don't worry about it. The sun is going to shine through. Sometimes it's going to be so bright. You got to turn the lights off. I'm feeling good right now on this day in the morning. I feel good every time I get on air with y'all. But y'all know a little something, something extra, a little something, something special that's happening. I got to share it with you. So, with Chrisette Michelle, you tell all them folks, I'll be okay. It's going to be all right. Yeah, you hurt me. I cried. You left me. It's okay. I know I'm going to be okay. You might see me crying. I might look a hot mess right now because sometimes, y'all, you do go through some things that just take it in. You know, you're thinking you're strong. You're like, you know, I'm not really going to trip about it. But it does take you there. It does at least knock you back a few steps. But you're going to be all right. So today I'm going to play some music to help you get over those who left you, those who hated on you, and still watching you. Don't think because they left you or said they were going to leave you that they're not watching you. Those of you who have Facebook and Twitter, y'all know y'all still got some friends on there that you ain't talked to in umpteen years. You don't even remember they're your friends. You don't know who's following you. You forgot that you was following them and they still lingering around. Don't worry, you're going to be okay. And Ms. J going to help you get through it today in a positive way. We got some great things going on, Ms. J, in the morning. All interviews coming up. We have some interviews. Those of you who continue to support the show, thank you so much. I love you all. We got some crazy things going on, y'all, in the news, so y'all know Ms. J got to talk about it. But we're going to get right back into some music and let them folks know that we're going to be all right. We know you're watching us, so here's Omobs. Watch me work.
What up, world? It's your boy, Omobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
My company.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like Pacquiao. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, feeling the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Annoying, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. Just know my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more Robert from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ, son of a living God. He ain't Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust me. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake, scientist. So I gotta point them out, witness. The God I serve can't be copy. Fake rappers, chest out, Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta say these squares are sloppy. Everything they said is fake, it's swap me. That's why the enemy out tryna stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Team Jesus stand up.
Now watch me work.
Fly coast stand up.
Watch me work. Don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work, what does that mean? You may say, I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you get a job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you
well,
do,
right.
As long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they watch you, they watch him. Yeah.
Now watch me work. you don't know how to do it, you can watch me. Watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the constitution to no losing. Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time.
Christianity is about. It's about your lifestyle. It's about being the light that's set up on a hill. It's about being the salt of the earth. So when people that don't know Christ or don't know what the true meaning of love is, when they look at you, that's what they're supposed to see. They're supposed to see love. They're supposed to see light. They're supposed to be drawn to you. You don't have to go around saying Jesus. You don't have to go around with your anointing in oil, slapping people in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be on Facebook with 18 names to tell people that you're a Christian. If you need that, then you're doing something wrong. I've said it before. I'm not the one to wear Christian paraphernalia. I don't need that shirt to say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Or the bumper sticker that say, God is my driver, I'm the passenger. And then you're speeding. It just doesn't work. I'm going to lay off of you. It's this day in the morning. We're going to OD on some positivity today, helping all of you to get over and get through what you experienced. We started to show off with Chrisette Michelle. Be okay. Don't worry, girl. He left you. Boo, she gone. Don't trip. They hurt you. You cried. You might be a little, you know, iffy about getting to the next relationship, but you're going to be okay. And Omar said, go ahead and watch me work. To all them haters that's going to continue to tune in, all them haters that's waiting for me to fail, all them people at your job that didn't even want you there and said, you know what, she ain't even going to last past her 90 days. And you've been there for 2 years and got 2 promotions. Tell everybody to watch me work. If they don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. We all go through it in life. So today I'm going to help y'all release as I release. It ain't nothing personal. We all have it. We all been through it. You know, some people are put in your life to help motivate you to get somewhere. Y'all heard that saying, let your haters be your motivators. That's what you need to do. That's the main thing that drives me. People say you can't do it. Now, it always don't work out good. Sometimes you ain't supposed to do it, and then I still do it and get my tail toe up. But it motivates me when people say, no, I don't think you can do that. That makes me want to do it more to prove that person wrong. And sometimes people are put in your life on purpose. God does things like that. He allows certain things to happen to get you up off your blessed assurance. Off your behind. Get up and do something. He allowed you to get into certain situations to push you, because if everything happened the way it's supposed to happen, you would get too comfortable. You wouldn't talk to him as much as you do now. You wouldn't depend on him as much as you do now. You wouldn't be as tender as you are now and compassionate to other people. You know how we get when everything's going right, all the bills are paid. We can go shopping, go on a little vacation. We hardly even call the ones that we talk to every day. But when we're feeling bad and we need somebody to talk to, we pick up the phone, we call in every day, what you need, I got your back, don't trip. That's just human nature. So those of you who are going through it, Ms. J is here to help you get over it and get through it. We got some crazy things going on in the news, y'all. But before we get there, I just want to take this opportunity to let everybody know that I truly do love you. And I can't give shout out like every day, because I will be here for 2 hours trying to say thank you personally to everybody. But I continue to get emails, I get text messages, I get direct messages on Twitter, messages on Facebook. Even those of you who are subscribing to my YouTube channel, I truly am grateful for you. You are the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's not just my show, this is our show. And if it wasn't for you, I would not be able to air every day. We would not be featured on iArtistRadio.com. We would not be growing, and it's only been a short 6 months from Ms. J in the Morning, and we are well over 18,000 recurring listeners around the world. We got the stats from iArtist Radio even being featured in the Netherlands. Ms. J is just doing it big. I'm international, boo, so we got to do it big. But I'm going to give you some more music. Right after that, I'm going to come back. Burger King is in the news. Some man driving around naked going through drive-thru, so I got to give y'all a heads up that work at McDonald's, Burger King, anywhere that got a drive-thru, you got to be aware you got some crazy folks. And now, strippers, if you get fired, you can claim unemployment. Yep, I'm going to talk about it, but I need y'all to hold on. So here's Ty Tribbett. Let's get into a groove. Let's get some cardio going on. This song always get me up. It's Ty Tribbett. Hold on. We'll be right back on this day in the moment.
Here we go.
Here we go. he's in love with everyone.
No matter how many times he falls,
every detail that he tells your life,
he's already worth your love.
I know that life is rough sometimes,
but trust him never dies.
Yes, he seems sometimes to cry
in the room when you're by yourself.
And when you give me money, this is first to cry.
He sees nobody is dead.
Even though sometimes I feel like giving up
and throwing in the towel, but you have been telling before.
What should it be?
Matter. There's no division. God is man and woman. Y'all look it up. Ecumenicalism. Don't ask me how to spell it. I just know what it is. Those theologians out there, theologians, y'all know what it is. But everybody goes through it. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. There will be times in life where you will be hurt. There will be times in life where you will be betrayed. There will be times in life where you will feel like you can't go on and nothing is going to happen the way that it is. But I need to remind everybody that your feelings are not your facts. You may feel disrespected, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You may feel like this is the end and you can't go on, and that doesn't mean it's going to be true. I need to take it a step further. The facts aren't necessarily the truth. The facts could be that you don't have any money right now, but the truth is your rent still will be paid. The fact is you don't have a job right now. You're going from place to place. Your situation is messed up in every area, but the truth is that you really are prosperous and you're going to make it. So I need you to have to change your perspective. It's the Ms. J Challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want y'all to repeat it after me. Come on. Clear a slim at your throat. Wake up. It don't matter if your breath stank. It's okay. Just do it. It will bless your life. Just be obedient for once. Okay? Repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me. No matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. We all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? Y'all know it's been proven. Go ahead and Google it. Everything that I say, I want y'all to back it up with research. Study this so yourself approved. So it's been clinically, medically, psychologically, even spiritually proven that changing your thoughts, your actions, and your words for the positive can actually help you live a longer and healthier life. Those of us who are having weight issues, trying to get those extra pounds off. You know, summertime coming up, you want to show extra skin but not extra rolls. Y'all know how it is. I got it. I'm dealing with it. It's okay. You know, it's been proven that people who exercise or start eating healthier with a positive attitude lose the weight quicker and it stays off longer. The stress that you build by being negative actually helps you to gain more weight. So if you grumbling and you're moaning and you complaining and you just get there and you just ain't with it, it's going to be harder, it's going to take longer, and eventually you just going to give up. So I want everybody to hold on and hold on a little while longer because we're going to take a commercial break on Ms. J in the morning. I got the Ms. J area code check-in, y'all, so y'all get a chance to rep your city. And then we're going to talk about it. Like I said, Burger King is in the news. Something happened to Burger King. Y'all, this Burger King McDonald's thing is worse than Tupac and Biggie. We really need to come together in America. I'm going to talk about it right when I get back from this quick commercial break. It's Ms. J in the morning.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OT. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at Artist Wonder-Gospel, MDMT.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MDMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MDMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Making it happen right here on Midday in the Morning. Shout out to all of you who are pressing one just to let me know that you called in. Thank you so much. I love you. You can hit one again to take your number out of the queue. Shout out to Cynthia Harris, the head sister in charge, One Girl Gospel Management, doing it big across the globe. Making it happen right here on Midday in the Morning. Little Rock, Arkansas keeps it on lock. I support local artists, so if you know any artist that is worthy of getting some airplay, everybody ain't. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's just the truth. Why don't you go ahead and email me, artist@MissJProductions.com. We have some great interviews to happen. We have some coming up, some great things that are going on, Miss J in the Morning. We're just doing it big internationally, baby. So make sure you stay locked onto the website, MissJProductions.com. Updates are posted frequently, so you got to keep going back. Become my friend on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, even subscribe to my YouTube channel. Those of you who are loving my videos, I would like to say those are old videos, y'all. Those videos are at least a year to 2 years old. That's why it says flashback. New videos are coming soon, but don't worry about it. I got some variety. So those of you who don't know what in the world I'm talking about, log on to YouTube, Ms. J Productions, or just type in Ms. J and you'll see me. It's all good. So the forum is opening up. But before we do that, I want to do the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are calling in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, go ahead and get in where you fit in. Ms. J is about to do it. So I'm going to try to get through this without messing up, y'all. So here we go. 501-408-204-four-four-eight-one-eight-three-two-three-six-seven-eight-nine-one-seven-nine-one-three-three-one-zero-three-one-three-seven-zero-two-five-one-zero-five-one-three-eight-six-four-eight-six-zero-three-three-four-three-zero-two-two-one-two. Hey, I see you too. Thank you so much. Everybody who has called in, I love when y'all rep y'all city. That lets me know how much y'all love me, and I love you too. Those of you who listen on your computer, shout out to my PCs and my Macs. Thank you so much for showing me love. Now, like I said before the commercial break, what's up? You know, Pac and Biggie, both of them dead. It didn't even work. This East Coast, West Coast thing, it didn't even work. I mean, I'm from the West Coast, lived in ATL for 12 years, so I'm kind of like West Coast, East Coast, kind of South, North Georgia type, mixed up. Y'all know I'm crazy, but it's all love. But Burger King and McDonald's are in the news. Yeah, some crazy stuff is going on. Burger King takes down their Twitter account after they had a hack attack. Yes, the Twitter account for Burger King was hacked. The crazy thing about it is whoever hacked the Twitter account changed their logos to the McDonald's logos and was posting McDonald's pictures. It ain't that funny, but it is to me. They tweeted things like, just got sold to McDonald's. One tweet said, freedom is failure. So whoever was smart enough to do it, did it. Y'all got to protect y'all own, because people can do some crazy things on the internet. But they got into Burger King's Twitter account, hacked it, changed the logo to McDonald's logo. So you see Burger King, all of a sudden you see McDonald's. They even changed the background picture to chicken nuggets and french fries from McDonald's. Oh, yeah. So they suspended their Twitter account. They're fixing it. Don't worry. I'll still get y'all tweets from Burger King and some coupons y'all be trying to get. We need to really let it go. I know I need to. Them fries ain't no good. And that beef really ain't no good, and that bread ain't no good. But it tastes so good. And them ices, Jesus, only for a dollar, Lord? I don't know. I don't know if I can let it go. But we're going to go ahead and share this on the forum. The forum is open up right now. We're going to go ahead and talk about this. So those of you that, you know, are going through some financial issues, you know, there's some other folks that are going through some things. too. You know, some of us had to change our jobs. Some of us had to, you know, downgrade a little bit. And I'm not saying that anybody that works in any fast food restaurant is a downgrade, but we do know that you work on hourly, and some of you might work on salary, but some of them are making some good money. But you might go through some crazy things while you're at work. I mean, it is stressful. I worked at McDonald's for 5 years, the last year of high school, all the years of high school, and then the summer after high school. I worked at McDonald's, and I'm telling you, if it wasn't for my cousin out there, shout out to Patricia, for helping me out. She was my manager. I don't think I would have made it, because Ms. J is the type of person I would tell somebody, look, this is what you said and this is what it is. Don't take a bite and eat half the sandwich and then bring it back. Like, that stuff really happens. But never did I experience what has been going on in Massachusetts. What is up? Oh, Mr. Santos, I'm just going to call him Mr. Santos, pulled up to a Dunkin' Donuts naked. No. He didn't have his shirt on and no pants, or pants on and no shirt. He had nothing on, no socks. He didn't even have a watch on, y'all. But he did have his coat over his arm while he was driving. Yeah, just pulled up, ordered him some coffee, because y'all know Dunkin' Donuts got the number one coffee in the U.S., so he wanted to get some coffee because it's in the morning and he needed to warm up, I guess, because he didn't have no clothes on. Craziness. So the crazy thing is that he went ahead, ordered his food, paid for it, got the coffee, and drove off. After the people were like, okay, this man is crazy, it said that they followed him. Now, I'm trying to think, like, who would jump in their car to follow this man to figure out what's going on? Like, were you laughing? Like, why are you following this crazy man? But he went down the road to a McDonald's to get his breakfast in the drive-thru naked. So, of course, they called the police. He passed all sobriety tests. He even had a mental evaluation, and he passed it. He just did it because he wanted to be free. He just didn't want to wear no clothes, y'all. I'm telling you, I don't make this stuff up. The forum is open. Some crazy stuff is going on. I just can't do it. I mean, I have been through some, you know, situations where people have done some crazy things in the drive-through. I have. But I have never, and I don't ever, want to go through what's happening right now. I can't. I need a break, y'all. I'm going to get into some music real quick, and we're going to talk about it some more. I don't know what's happening in America where people think it's okay to jump in your, I want to know what his neighbors were thinking, because he had to walk out of his house, get into the car, and drive to the Dunkin' Donuts. Like, you ever been in a car, and, like, you in the truck, and you're a little bit higher than the next car, and you just look over? What would you do? Would you pull over and call the cops and say there's a naked person driving? Like, would you actually make a gesture? Like, when you get to the stop sign? Like, that's just disgusting. Did he get out and get gas somewhere? Did somebody else report it? Like, this is the kind of stuff that I'd be thinking about, and I don't know. We could talk about it. The forum is open, but right before we do, I'm going to play my boy Kian Martin. You're amazing just the way you are, naked and all. It's this day in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
Smile, your smile, your life's a rule, it makes you
KeyenMartin.com, KeyenMartin.com. Martin.com. It's the Kmart Movement. I support local artists. The entire album is for free to download. So if you're looking for some good music, make sure you do that as well. He's on Facebook and Twitter. Hit him up. Make sure you do so. We got to have Keyen on the show. He's an eclectic person, but has an amazing voice. If y'all don't know what eclectic is, get a dictionary. I'm giving y'all all types of good words to get education, motivation, revelation, and inspiration right here on this day in the morning. Let's get back into some news, y'all. Crazy stuff that's going on in the world. This one really got me. Now, we got some government issues going on, and we're talking about jobs and all that stuff before the break, but Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that exotic dancers, strippers, y'all, the one to take off their clothes and be dropping it like it's hot for money, can now receive unemployment benefits. Yeah, it was a fight, and the case actually won. A stripper, they will not release her name, or they don't call them strippers. They're exotic dancers. Strippers are degrading. I don't get that. I don't get how you can be offended for somebody calling you a stripper when you're stripping. I don't know. If you're a liar, if you're lying, you're a liar. How are you going to get offended because I call you a liar because you lied? Anyway, excuse me. We'll talk about that later. But what we're going to talk about is the government actually allowing exotic dancers to claim unemployment benefits. Just a brief about it is she applied for unemployment benefits. She was employed at a strip club or an adult entertainment facility and lost her job and wanted to get her money. She needed unemployment. She needed help. Hey, everybody is going through it. And she was denied. So she took it all the way to the Supreme Court and actually won her case in Kansas. Now, that doesn't mean everywhere. In Kansas Supreme Court, they ruled that exotic dancers there actually are employees because of the clubs having to pay insurance issues and all this other stuff about employment. The strippers actually have to pay a fee. They get paid and all this other type stuff. So according to the law, as far as the definition of an employee and an employer, she was an employee who lost her job, and under the law, she proved that she is entitled to unemployment benefits. So not just working for tips. The tips was actually extra, or the gratuity. Yeah. So, you know, we got children starving in America. Folks is trying to go to school and can't get any help to better their lives. We got youth getting kicked out of school just because they changed their hair color. But strippers now, if you're a stripper, don't worry, because we got your back. So now, you know, now are the strip clubs going to start giving insurance? You know, you 501K, you know, you get medical and dental and vision if you become a stripper. This is actually a career that we're promoting in America. Now, I have nothing against people at all. I'm just saying that you need to contribute in a positive way to America. And I don't see how stripping is. I'm tripping, see? I can't even talk about it. Y'all think I'm making it up. I'm posting it right now as we speak. The forum is open. Let's talk about it, y'all. Strippers are now able to get unemployment benefits. You know, hey, you pay taxes, I guess. You got to go ahead and get it in Kansas. Now, a spokesperson said, you know, this is not going in the right direction. Now other states and other courts are now going to jump on board, and next thing you know, we got people coming out of high school saying, you know what, they got pretty good benefits, make some quick money, and I want to go ahead and become a stripper. Who knows? Y'all know how people do it. I don't even want to talk about it no more. I'm kind of sick to my stomach because we got so many more issues that are going on in the world that I just really think that this is something that we should not be focusing on right now in any type of Congress, but God bless America. We're going to get right back into some music. Here's a quick piece from M. Michelle. If you missed the show before, I want y'all to go back to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Go to IRS Radio and listen on demand. M. Michelle's takeover was off the chain. She sets the record as the most people listening online. Those of you who are calling in, you are live listeners. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you are listening live. And she has the most listeners live to date. So shout out to M. Michelle for setting records right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You heard her first with her international premiere of her latest piece, Rainbow, exclusively right now on Ms. J in the Morning. It is now available on iTunes for download, so make sure you get that. But this one is a quick one. It's called Technical Jealousy. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more in detail. I'm going to share a little bit of my personal experience and why I feel so strong about this piece right when we get back. It's M. Michelle on Ms. J in the Morning.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity each and every day right here on Ms. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning.
Hold on. Hello?
I should not be jealous of your phone. Should not feel hackles rising when I hear the soft rumble of vibration in your pocket. Should not glance from the corner of my eye at your eagerness to text and surf and talk. Should not question your need for a privacy screen, your dedication to finishing this one last message before returning to me. Should not cherish as fleeting, unexpected gifts your undivided attention. Should not dream of taking that damn phone and dunking it into a tub filled with scented water and rose petals just to see if I can garner some love from your distracted life.
So silly. Hold on, let me...
I should not be jealous of your phone. Should not refer to it as a mistress in my thoughts. Should not have to remind you that I exist outside of my Facebook profile, BBM status, and Twitter updates. Text your love to my skin. Retweet your love to my body. Talk my head back into loving you. Should I send this via email? Leave a bitter voicemail praying the icon catches your otherwise occupied attention. Skype my loneliness over the air. Hashtag a witty phrase so you laugh at what a broken heart looks like.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
If all else fails, write a letter. Send it snail mail. Lick a stamp with the passion that wastes away from neglect of your busy fingertips. Address it to our lonely love nest, quiet, save for the steady tap, tap, tap of my patience slipping away. I should not hate your phone. That rests so much closer to your heart than I ever did. I'll send a final message as you wake up to an empty house.
Hold on. I just got a message.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? 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 Hello?
M. Michelle right here on Miss J in the morning. Technical jealousy. I should not be jealous of your phone. Now that, when I heard that one, I said, girl, you got on something right there. That needed to be a little bit extended. You're listening to Miss J in the morning, where we OD on positivity, and I give my spin on how we can get over and go through some things and still come out on the other side. Now, I want to let everybody know a bit of advice. Please note that everything that I say on the show is clearly my opinion about some things. Don't take it too seriously or personally. It's just all in fun to get you to laugh and keep going. Do the research for yourself. Study the show. You'll self-approve in all things that I share on the show are for entertainment and motivation and inspirational purposes only. Now I'm going to open up and share some personal things about Miss J and why I feel so. People were asking me, you know, why do you feel so attached to this technical jealousy thing? Like, you went in on it. You know, we have a Miss J forum. I got some videos giving a little bit of advice, and it actually makes me laugh that a lot of you are looking to me for relationship advice. Miss J is single, so apparently I ain't got it right yet. Never been married, so apparently I ain't got it right yet. I am a single mother. I am not ashamed, have no regrets. Been through some things that have made me stronger and wiser and even better than I was before. But this technical jealousy thing, with an age that we are in right now, with everybody with all these phones, you got the notebooks and the iPhones and the iPads and the Androids and the, everything that is going on. You got your job, you got extracurricular, you got kids. A lot of us have blended families right now. And nobody has time for just love. Nobody knows what quality time is anymore. I remember in Michelle on the interview, she said that this was inspired when she went out to dinner and she noticed that couples were there together and they were texting. Families are coming together to supposed to have time with each other and their phones are out. And I laugh because I actually do it sometimes. I mean, even in church, there are people that pull out their phones. It seems that we can't have gotten to a point to where we cannot take a day without our phone. I mean, some of us have not ever turned our phones on off. We put them on vibrate. We put them on silent. But, I mean, completely turn them off. Most of us can't do it. We have become so dependent on technology, there's no wonder that the divorce rates are going up. And I'm not saying because of technology, but those are things that fuel certain things in relationships. Those of us who are busy entrepreneurs and you work and you have all that, you have to make sure to have time for that person. A relationship is an investment. It takes work. If you give it 100%, then somebody else needs to give it back to you. You can't expect somebody to love you and want to be with you and stay with you and you have no time for them. You can't split yourself up between five different men and expect the one that you want to stick around. You can't split yourself up between eight different women, just your friends, or just the ones that's been there from a long time ago, and expect the one that you want to stay there just to hang on to see if you're going to finally make up your mind to be who they need you to be. It's a give and take. A lot of us have become selfish because we're worried about our house, our job, myself, my goals, what I want in life, those mistakes that I made, I'm trying to correct, and you just need to fit in my world. This is what I like. This is what I want. This is how I have to have it because this is the way I've been. If you keep talking like that, no wonder your relationships haven't worked. No wonder you're still single. No wonder you're still unhappy. Those of us who are out there lying and saying, I don't need nobody. I'm happy by myself. I'd rather be by myself. I ain't got to worry about nobody. You just don't want any accountability and nobody to push you in a better place. So I challenge us all to make sure that we're not letting the little things get in the way. It might not be that they were just a bad person. It might not be that they were just immature and not ready for a relationship. It might be that you need to look at yourself and the things that are getting in the way. It could be your cell phone all the time. I mean, I can't talk to you for 20 minutes without you putting me on hold because you got another call coming in. I'm sitting right next to you, and you texting and watching TV and doing something else and doing something else. Got 18 things going on, but this is what you call quality time. We're going to dinner, do a drive-through, and that's about it. Sometimes most of you guys who are sending me the emails and the questions and you're asking, I'm a good person, I'm beautiful, I work out, I have a great job, da, 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 and you have all this, you might just be too distracted in your relationship. Nowadays, people get older and they're ready to settle down, and how you display yourself in while you're dating is how people will perceive you in a serious relationship and in a marriage. So if you're not ready for marriage, you need to let them know right now. If you're not sure about it, you need to let people know up front. If you got too much going on and you can't be without your phone, you got 18 quote-unquote friends that you talk to at 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, and they can call you 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'll drop everything and run to them. You need to let people know that up front so they won't be kind of iffy about what's going on, and give them the opportunity to make the decision. Don't force anybody's hand. Don't test anybody to do anything. Well, I just did it to see how she going to react, because most women that do this, you know, a lot of times we think we got people all figured out, and the issue really is ourselves. So for those of you who are continuing to email me, continuing to ask me questions about relationships, those are my opinions about everything that's going on, and technical jealousy, y'all need to go ahead and get that. Check out Emma Michelle. She's on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked on MissJProductions.com. There you can find all the links to everybody that I give a shout-out to. You can find out all of my information. Today's show was helping you get through and get over and change your perspective about the situation that you're in right now. It might not be the other person. It just might be you, but don't worry. You're going to be okay. Go ahead and shake the haters off and keep rolling. People are going to keep watching you. They're going to try to be controlling and don't want you to be successful, but that doesn't mean you won't. The fact may be that your life is just plain messed up right now. Doesn't mean you ain't going to make it. You're getting stronger and better and moving there faster. So I'm going to leave you today with Angela Hearn's SBF, Stronger, Better, and Faster. I love you. This is Ms. J in the morning, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah. Been broken.